That's right. So today was not a shiur lunch, but let's learn anyway. Simin Sadi Beis Seif Tes actually all comes from a Trumas Hadeshen and Simin Kuf Ayin Vav. The Trumas Hadeshen discusses if I have a candle, and their candles used to be made of chelev, so the candle is burning, and then a little bit of the wax, which is chelev, falls down. So if it falls on the kli, all you need is greida. However, if you have chelev mehutach, if I have an entire dish of chelev and hot stuff falls out of that entire dish of chelev, then the kli that it lands on requires hag'olah. This is the din in the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, there are a few points that are worth mentioning. A, if you read the Trumas Hadeshen inside, the Trumas Hadeshen is saying something that sounds very, pardon the expression, mitziustik. The Trumas Hadeshen writes at the end of that tshuva that when a candle has a little bit of wax that falls out of it, it's not that hot. Haraya, it lands on your hand, and you say, ouch, for a second. I don't know how many of you, like my kids, always ask to hold the Havdalah candle. No? My little kids. And then they always kvetch when a little bit of wax lands on them. And it burns, it stings a teeny bit, no? But no one gets a serious burn from the wax that lands from the Havdalah candle. It doesn't really happen. It cools down. But if you have a whole chunk of oil, of hot oil that lands on you, Rahman al-Atzlan, you can get a very serious burn. And that seems to be the mitzvah issue that the Trumas Hadeshen is really saying, which would seem, l'cha'ora, along the lines of what we tried to point out when we learned the sugya of Kli Rishon and Simen Kufhei, which we came to from Sadi Av Seif Daled. The difference in the Kli Rishon and the Kli Sheni is basically temperature, how hot it is. And the volume, the amount of stuff that lands is totally in the amount of heat it will have. So a lot of oil is going to be hotter than the tiny drop of wax, right? And ad kan divrei Trumas Hadeshen. I think if you look in the Yad Avraham that I have printed over here in my Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of the page, that is exactly where the Yad Avraham is learning, that it's very hot versus not very hot, ad kan divarev. Now, Hagoyin Reb Kiva Eger notes that the Trumas Hadeshen, who says that you require Hag'olah when a lot of hot stuff lands, so Tzarech Iyun, the different Trumas Hadeshen, because it's only Irui, and Irui, in the worst case scenario, should require Klipa, the way we paskin, should not require the din of Hag'olah B'kulay, no? That's Reb Kiva Eger's kasha, and therefore Reb Kiva Eger says Tzarech Iyun on this din, and Ledidan, right, that we hold that Iroi is only Kadei Kalipa, so even in case two, even when you have a whole glass full of Chelev Mehutach that is heated up, it's only going to require Kalipa, it will not require a full-fledged Hag'olah. That's what Reb Kiva Eger notes for Halacha. Now, the real question is that, okay, so let's assume that the Trumas Hadeshen L'Shitasei really holds that Iroi is Mevasho B'Kulay. The question is there such a shita in Judaism that Iroi is Mevasho B'Kulay? No? If you look in Rabbi Willig's Sefer on Melechus Shabbos, on page Ayin Beis and following, so Rabbi Willig writes that he's arguing on Ishmir Shabbos Kelchasa. One of the shaylos that comes up often in Yetzir Shem, you have babies, is how do you heat up a baby bottle on Shabbos? So the Ishmir Shabbos writes that what you could do is you just pour hot water from the urn directly on the baby bottle, and that's going to be fine, because the Iroi is only Mevasho Kedei Klipa, and the Klipa is used up by the plastic of the baby bottle, and there's no Bishul on that plastic, so therefore, Shalom Yisrael, everything is grand, no? Rabbi Willig writes in his Sefer that Hegios, that we know that there's a big Machlekes HaRishonim. The Shita, the Rashbam is that Iroi is Dino Kikli Sheni. The Shita, the Rabbi Nutam is that Iroi is Kikli Vishai. Now within the Rabbi Nutam, Rabbi Willig says, there are two opinions as to whether Iroi is Mevashal B'Kulay or whether it's only Kedei Klipa. So hey Yosef, there's a Shita, that Iroi is Mevashal B'Kulay. Therefore, I should not pour hot water from my urine directly on the baby bottle, because I have to be Choshish for that Shita, that Iroi is Mevashal B'Kulay. Now, when I said Shiur on Shabbos, like 2 years ago, so I pointed out, whoa, this Shita that Iroi is Mevasho B'Kulay doesn't seem to make it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. That was my Ha'ara way back then in my youth, no? But L'Cha'ara, what I said then was wrong, and you have to listen to my shiurim from that semester and expunge it from the tape, whenever it is. But what I said then is wrong, because this Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and the Trumas Hadeshen over here is assuming that Iri is Mevashel Bekulai. Now, I should note that even the Trumas Hadeshen, who says that Iri is Mevashel Bekulai, which would mean that that Shita makes it to Shulchan Aruch, the Trumas Hadeshen is only talking about an Iri She'al Gav Me'al Gavei Ha'ech. No? L'cha'ayra, the case over here is that I mamish have a fire that is against this kli that is full of chelev mehutach. And if it's Iri She'al Gavei, Iri Mikli She'al Gavei Ha'ech, one can contend that is more chamur than other types of Iri. Kind of inhale on that, like, hold it for a minute, and we will come back to this nekuda in 2 minutes. So far, so good, gentlemen? Mr. Rosenzweig.
Just to clarify, let me see this question. What would the other case be? I had a hard time.
The other case in terms of the difference between a candle and...
No, meaning Iroi...
I could have Iroi from a cleavage in Shalgabe Ha'esh. I could have Iroi... No, so I could... I could have a pot, which is like an urn. It's mamash agave ha'esh, and I have a spigot that comes out of the pot, and the hot water is coming me'al gabe ha'esh mamash. That's my urn. Alternatively, I could have iroi, that I have a pot that was just heated up, super duper hot. I pick it up off the esh, and I pour. That's iri miklirishon shelo agave ha'esh, nachon? There are two types of klirishon and... The Trumas Hadeshen's Chumrah, the Iri, is Mevashel Bekulai, or assuming that is what the Trumas Hadeshen is saying, so L'cha'ira, that would mean only Iri from a Klimishan, Shemamish Agabe Ha'ish, Ein L'chabo El Chidush. Again, it might not help me in the case of heating up my baby bottle directly from the urn, right? But Adkan, Adkan. Oh. Now, the Shach over here in Sivkot and Lamed Ches is understood by the Prima Godin. The Shach points out that in our case, how come all you need is Greda? When you have the Chelev on the candle, so it lands, so all you need is Greda, isn't this a din of Iroi that you require Al Kaponim Aklipa? Right? That's the Shach's Kasha. So the Shach answers, this ain't Iroi. This is Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach, no? That's what the Shach says. This case is Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach, and therefore, L'cha'ira, all you need is Greda. The Shach is assuming that Greda is less than Klipa. Klipa means the thinnest, most layer. Right? If I would take a scalpel and I'd cut and cut and cut and cut, that's Klipa. Greda l'cha'ira is less than klipa. Greda is I just scratch it off. I don't even remove an entire layer. To chap an entire layer, I need to get to that entire layer. So I need a teeny bit of depth. For greda l'cha'ira, I don't really have any depth. I just take a piece of sandpaper and I rub it off. No? The Shach is saying over here, greda is less than klipa. Ayin Prima Godim. There are two problems in the Shach. Problem one, the Shach in Sadi Gimel, Sifkat in Vov, says that Greda equals Klipa. Problem two, the Shach, Bekama Mekomos, says that there is no distinction between an Iri Shenifsak HaKiluach and Iri Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach. There is mamish no distinction at all. The Shach in Simin Kufhei Oishei. That's like the most famous Shach in Judaism, no? Most famous Shach in Judaism. The Shach in Kufhei Oishei. The Shach Tainas, that Iri Shenifsak HaKiluach is a Beferish Gemara that it is going to require Kedei Klipa. Beferish Gemara. Psachim Ayin Vav. Nafal Meirot Vo'olav. Remember. The Korban Pesach has to be Tzli Eish, no? Directly on the fire. If I have any liquid in the that's helping cook the Korban Pesach, it's a violation of the Din D'Oraisa of Ki'im Tzli Eish. So the Gemara Pesachim discusses what happens when Natfa Meirot Vo'olav. Let's say the Korban Pesach has a little bit of juice. that jumps off of the carbon and hits the wall and jumps back. So that's a case of Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach. Zok the Gemara, that's going to be a problem. So says the Shach, Zetman, you see from the Gemara, the Iroi, Afilu Irish, I'm reading the Lashon HaShach, Kofei Oisei. And even though the Ramah in Samech Chesif Yud says that Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach by Maligas Hatarnagoles does not create a problem, Zok the Shach, all that means is that Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach is not mafil to Mavliya Ka'achas. So if you're worried about that, I pour the water on the Tarnagoles. The hot water I poured on the Tanagoyles, so that's going to make the dam go out and the dam come back into the Tanagoyles. So that I'm not worried about. By Yerusha Nifsek HaKiluach, Yerusha Nifsek is not Mafla to Mavliya Ka'achas. But Yerusha Nifsek for sure is going to be Mavliya, and will be Mavliya Kedei Klipa V'Hachi Muchach Mikol HaPoskin. Classical Shach, no? Shach says that like everybody holds this way, then, and I myself wrote this in Tzadi Aleph, Se'if Dalet, that Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach is going to be a din of Kedei Klipa, the Shach says, and Tzadi Aleph Eis Zayin as well, and therefore Nishalat HaSheilah, the Shach is so sure himself, that the Shach tends that Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach Oviyah only requires Greda, whereas the Shach says in Kuf Hei Hei, that it requires Klipa. And the Shach says the same thing in Tzadi Aleph, Ois Zayin. This is the stira that we have in the Shach about Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach. V'yashev HaStira. So we could say as follows. And look in the Chavistas, the last Chavistas in Ar Simen. It seems to Schwartz, that's me, that this is what the Chavistas says. But I don't know. I think this is the Pshat L'Chavistas. The Chavistas Tainas, that Iru Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach requires a Klipa Me'ikar Hadin. Iru Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach, the requirement for a Klipa is a Chumra Ba'alma. So when the Shach says that there's no difference between Iru Shalom Nifsak and Iru Shalom Nifsak, he means that, practically speaking, a Machmir, that Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach requires a Klipa, although that's a Chumra when it comes to Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach, but Iroi Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach, it's Me'ikar HaDin that you require a Klipa. And therefore, because Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach is only a Chumra Ba'alma that you require a Klipa, Zok V'Chavistas, from that we could say that the only time I require a klipa as a chumra is by a piece of meat where it's shayach to do a klipa. But when the Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach lands on the keli, and klipa is taka not shayach by a keli, so b'kahai gavna, I say that mechumra, right, mechumra ba'alma, I'm going to do greda. Okay, nochamo. Right? The Chavistas is saying to me, Miyash of the Shach, is yes, the Shach tells us at least in two places that Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach also has Klipa, but that is true only but as a Chumra Ba'alma, and because it's a Chumra Ba'alma, it's only true when the Iroi Shenifsak lands on a piece of meat. When the Iroi Shenifsak lands on a keli, so the Chumra can't be applied, and therefore, right? Therefore, all you need is greda ad kan divrei hashach kefi havanas hachavastas ve'ayin prima godim, who asks a stira in the shach, and he quotes that the Minchas Yaakov on the bottom of the Torah Schatos answers that there's a distinction between Iroi on the kli and Iroi on Basar, and Lecha Ora, right, the Havana in that is Kefi Masha Hizbarinu, that the Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach is a Chumra, and that Chumra only makes sense by Basar, not by a Keli. Beautiful, Givaldic, amazing Ben. I wasn't saying that you're beautiful, Givaldic, and amazing. I was saying that what I said was beautiful.
Huh?
Apparently, my high school daughter complains that, like, one of the rebbeim, I have a daughter in ninth grade. Apparently, one of her halacha rebbeim, like, will say something about "that's beautiful," and like this freaks out ninth grade girls. And the rebbe says "that's beautiful." So the rebbe defended himself. He said that like the svara is beautiful, but he really has to learn not to use that expression because it can freak out ninth grade girls, as it should. Okay, if any of you go into chinuch habanos, try to avoid using the word "beautiful" because it could scare them. It's creepy. Yes, Ben.
A lot to take in there.
Everything I say is completely random.
I don't remember if I remember my question anymore. So, first of all, it was the Prima Gaudin citing the Minchas Yaakov in the Torah Schattis.
The Minchas Yaakov is the commentary on the Torah Schattis, so the Prima Gaudin cites that. That there's a distinction between Agave Kalim and Agave Eichlem, and we're trying to be masber based on the Chavis Das that distinction is, since Irish and Nifsek is only a Chumra, so the Chumra is only Shayach by Eichlem, not by Kalim.
Great, so he thinks that that's what the Gemara means in Misachim? Because the Shach says it's
So the Shach, right? So the Gemara Pesachim talks about Irish Nifsek HaKiluach, and it says that you need a klipa.
Right, and that's a Chumra according to
that. That's a Chumra. A chumra, and it's shayich over there, right? Right now, this is a little problematic. I think you're hitting the nail on the head, because that Gemara in Psachim is talking about midin da oraisa, right? That it's considered a violation of ki'im tzli eish. So lecha'ira, right? The shach over there, the shach in kuf hei ois hei, quotes in the Gemara in Psachim. Right, that this is a raya that even Irish nifsa kakiluach. It's a very strong raya. Lechaora, it is a lechaora. It's a very strong raya. Yeah, I don't know how to get out of that Gemara, and the Chavistasis Mahalach lechaora doesn't seem to fit in. I agree with that. Any other comments, or should I go weiter? I have more comments. So I'll say some more comments. This is so the Irish and Nifsek HaKiluach is only a Chumr Ba'alma, something that we encountered already. If you remember when we learned Simen Sadi Aleph, so we had a Ramah. The Ramah said that if there is a requirement for Klipa and you don't do Klipa, it's going to be Mutter B'Diavet. And we pointed out that Tosfos there in Psachim on Ayin Vav has a machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva about whether the klipa is a chumra ba'alma or whether the klipa is necessary me'ikar haden. And the Riva says that the klipa is necessary me'ikar haden, therefore you need shishim keneged the klipa. And if you don't have shishim, it's going to be aser. And we asked the Shaila, or the Taz basically, writes at length in Sadi Yosef Katan Zayin. The Taz writes at length, and he says, whoa, slowly, says the Taz. Rama, you're telling me that if you don't do klipa, it's going to be mutter b'diavet, but you, Rama, paskin elsewhere, like the Riva, that you need shishim k'neged the klipa, and therefore the Taz writes that the Rama made a mistake here. And the Taz argues on the Rama, no? We learned this in our youth, when we learned this in Sadi Aleph, right? Ancient history. So Yashiv Hastira B'Difrei HaRamah comes on the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Samach Zayin, and the Magen Avraham says, well, you know what? There's a difference between an Irish and Nifsak and an Irish alone Nifsak. And we were Masbir, what the Magen Avraham meant is that by an Iruri Shen Nifsak HaKiluach, the requirement for Klipa is only a Chumra. Since the requirement is only a chumra, so therefore, if it's a liquid or something that I can't do klipa on, it's going to be mutter b'diavet. But by irish and lo nifsa kakiluach, where the requirement of klipa is mi'ikar hadin, so then the riva would be correct. That was the way we're miyashiv, right? The taz's kashas, the stiras in the rama. That's exactly what we're saying over here from the Chavis Das, no? That Morgan Avram and Tav Samach Zayin, Islamid Gimel, is exactly the same as the Chavastas over here, Sov Simen Tzadi Beis, that Irui Shenifzak is a Chumr Ba'alma. Now, if you remember, in that shir, we had a few other Mahalchim, so for Enfer, the Stira in the Ramallah, so for Enfer, the Tazis Kashas, we pointed out that Rabbi Akiva Eger has one on the top of the tshuva, one of the Shulei HaGilyon, right? But L'cha'ora, this Mahalach of the Chavis Das here fits in beautifully with the Magen Avraham there, and since it's so elegant and beautiful, and we're allowed to use beautiful when we describe Svaras, so therefore it's okay. Even though Svaras lush in the Keva, you're allowed to use beautiful to describe a Svara. No? Agreed?
You're speaking to Americans. Do you say that the Svara is Yafa or not?
Huh?
If you're speaking to Americans, can you say the Svara is Yafa or...
Yeah. I think it's permitted. I'll make all of that. Okay. Fine. Weiter. There is a discussion over here in the Taz, in Sif Katan Lamed, about the status of a ladle. Right? In our youth, we learned Sadi Aleph Se'if Dalet, and we paralleled it to Kufhei Se'if Gimel, right, about Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and Irui, Machlikas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. What about the ladle? Is the ladle considered Kli Rishon or not? So the Taz quotes in the Maharil that a ladle is only a Kli Rishon when you leave the ladle in the keli until it begins to bubble on top of the ladle. But if not, the ladle is not a kli rishon. The ladle is considered a kli sheni. And therefore, according to the Maharil, when you do hag'olas kelim, you shouldn't do hag'olas kelim from a ladle. Right? You should do hag'olas kelim directly from the pot that was heated on gabi ha'esh, not from the ladle. The Taz himself doesn't like this Maharil. The Taz writes that first of all, Maharil, you're telling me there's a difference between how long you leave the ladle in the pot. Well, mi chacham, yedei apeshar davar, who knows exactly how long it has to be. The Bali HaTaisis in Avodah Zarah quoted a sheet, and in Chulin, Bali HaTaisis quoted a sheet that you can only be ma'al kelim if you leave it in the pot for a certain amount of time until the bli is all come out. And we don't know how long that time is. Therefore, the Taz says, I don't know what you're talking about. Second of all, the Taz says, I don't understand the svara. Why this same item, Kozman, it's inside the keli, it has it in of a kli rishon. The second you take it out, it's considered a kli sheni. That's not true. Right? Why would it become a kli sheni the moment you take it out? And Taz has rayas from dinim and kuf zayin about when they have a zavuv inside the matzekes, inside the ladle. And the Taz basically is really inclined that a ladle is dinai like a kli rishon legamre. But at the very end of the Taz, he says, well, I finally found a Taisus in Avodah Zarah, no? By the way, just to give you a sense of the way Bale Halacha learn Halacha, the thing that comes to the Taz's mind first is a Maharil in Hilchos Haga'olas Kelim. Right? Now, the Taz is trying to write a Halacha Sefer. So first he thinks about Halachic Makoris. After he has his halacha mekoris, he writes something to the effect of shuv matzasi in the tais shuv ra'isi b'taisus in parak ein namide. No, shuv ra'isi, meaning the chayim seimen is wrong, right? Meaning that the correct way to learn halacha is that you start from mekoros in halacha and you don't start the sugya from the gemara and from the rishonim and blah 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 blah.
Sure, they're going to disagree.
I don't know. I'm just learning a Taz with you. No? The Shuvra Isi means that the Taz found this Taisvis at the end. You're saying because the Shach would. So I don't think that's correct. I think the Shach also top loads Makoros and Halacha more than in Taisvis.
Okay.
I mean, Yesh la Ayin. Which Makoros I think of first, which Makoros I think of second, right, is an important issue. Yeah, Mr. Press, I have a few more things to say, so I want to, like, get moving.
Yeah. So in the Taz, but Tosis, the end, it says just go, like, Makar, like, Tosis. So it's presumably, will we just go, like, L'chumra in either direction? Like,
right, so the Maskana of the Taz seems to be that we go L'chumra in either direction, so therefore I should not be Magil or Kaili with a ladle. Nonetheless, I shouldn't, let's say, put food in a ladle on Shabbos, because I would assume that Malenos Dinai Kekli Rishon Klape the Dinim of Bishul B'Shabbos. That seems to be the maskana of the Taz, Halacha Le Ma'aseh. Now, in the middle of this Taz, he has a line where he says that even if you're going to tell me that a ladle becomes a cliche when you pull it out, which I, Taz, don't understand, but that's only when the ladle is empty. Kozman, the ladle is full of mashke, let's say, it blibes, it remains a kli rishon. That's what the Taz time is. Now, this is an interesting idea, and the Taz even goes so far as to say that if I have a kli rishon shal gabei ha'esh mamish, I have a kli rishon that was on the fire, I'm cooking water on the fire, and then I dump all the water out, zup the Taz, now it becomes a kli sheni. Right? Azoi state in Taz. And this is mamash mavila rayon. This is really very difficult to understand because it's against the Mishnah. It's against the Mishnah. Shabbos daf mem aleph hamecham shapinahu. If I have a hot water urn that I empty out, lo yitein l'toichay mayim. State Mishnah mecham shapinahu blives a kli rishon, and I'm not allowed to put water in the mecham shapinahu. And therefore, the Taz, he was a nice man and all that, but he's wrong. Right? The Taz, who died in 1676, is wrong over here. And right, it's against a Mishnah, very hard to be miyashiv. So much so, the Chazon Ish in Yerideya Simen Lamed Beis, paragraph Dibar Masa Ubitrumas Hadeshin, Chazon Ish writes that even the Taz does not say this l'maskana. After the Taz found that Taisvis in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Gimel that you should not kasher al yidei a ladle, so then the Taz no longer makes this distinction between a full ladle and an empty ladle. The Chazanish says that this distinction is just not accepted. Lahalacha ad kan divrei hachazon ish there in Simen Lamed Beis. Ben, you had a comment? Fine. So let's go back there. Interesting to note that there is a well-known stira in the Mishnah Berurah about this nakuda about a ladle, no? I remember as a kid, so one of the Zaxes, the Bochen here in Yeshiva before me, long before me, was Reb Mendel Zax, who was the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law, no? So one of Reb Mendel Zax's grandchildren once came to raise money from my father, so I happen to be home. So I'm talking to him, I'm choosing with him about the Chafetz Chaim, and in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim, they write that the Chafetz Chaim himself didn't write the Mishnah Berurah. He had a bunch of Talmidim in the Yeshiva who would write, and the Chafetz Chaim would edit different parts. So I asked Rav Mendel's grandson what he thought about this. So he says, it's not true, because if you read the Sharblat of the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Chubar Me'iti, right? Yisrael Meir HaKayin. But if you read the Sharblat of the Abbas Chesed, it says, Chubar Tachas Yodi. And he says that you see that there's a distinction that the Mishnah Berurah is Chubar Me'iti, meaning Ichab Geshriben, as opposed to Chubar Tachas Yodi, which means I oversaw the process. That's his taina. So I said, well, if there are stiras in the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't that prove that there are many different authors? So he says, there's no steer in the Zeta's work. No steer in the Zeta's work. So I asked him, what about in Shin Yud Chesif Kotim Pezayin, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that a ladle is Dinai Kekli Rishain? But in Shin Yud Chesif Kotim Memhei, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that the Keli that I pour from a ladle into that Keli is Dinai Kekli Shlishi. Is it often a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, no? Because if the ladle is like a kli rishon, so then the keli that I pour into it is a kli sheni. Advanced mathematics, no? So this is a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. So Reb Mendel's grandson said something to the effect of there's no steer in the Zeta Svarim. He doesn't remember exactly, but he thinks there's a difference between Dairaisas and Drabonans. That's actually a very good answer. In Simen Shin Yud Ches Sifkatim Mem Hei, where the Mishnah Berurah says that the keli that I pour into is a kli shlishi. So over there, the only shai is a kli sheni, is a kli shlishi. Because only shai is a kli sheni or kli shlishi, I'm only dealing with shalos on the level of drabonon, so then it's okay. But to put it directly in the matzekes, to put directly in the ladle, so that would be a problem. The Shmir Shabbos Keolcha says, quoted in my book over here, the Shiras Hayyam, the Shmir Shabbos has a distinction. He says, if you're looking Shin Yud Chesed Katan Mem Hey, where the Mishnah Brura says that the Ledo is Dino Kikli, the cup, the Kli that comes from the Ledo is Dino Kikli Shlishi, that's talking about in terms of putting Lechem, in terms of putting bread into it. On Shabbos or Machmir, that bread is considered Kali Habishal. I shouldn't put bread in the Kli Sheni. But after the ladle, I can. Why? Because since putting bread in, the holding of Kali Habishal is in Gans and the Chumrah, at least Kali Habishal on bread, Kali Habishal on Koyas Hispinin might be a Din D'Iraisa, perhaps. But Kali Habishal on bread is a Din D'Rabanin, so then it could be Mekal on the bread of Kli Shlishi. That's what Shmir Shabbos says. Comes along the Chazon Ish, however, in his Sefer Neira Chaim and Simon Kuf Chof Beis, the Chazon Ish says that the Yisha to the steamer, the Mishnah Brura is that there's a difference between a Kli Mishan al Gabei Ha'esh and a Kli Mishan She'in al Gabei Ha'esh, which is something that we mentioned at the beginning of this year. That if it's a Kli Mishan that's mamish coming like a verb, it's al Gabei Ha'esh and it's coming from that, so b'kahai gavna, or if I put a ladle to Kli Mishan al Gabei Ha'esh, so zok b'chazayin ish, you have to treat it like a Kli Mishan. But if I put a ladle to Kli Mishan Shalai al Gabei Ha'esh, I don't. The hasvara lekach is as follows. If it's not, the whole difference in the kli, between kli vishna and kli sheni, according to Tosfos, is whether defanos, mekarais, and defanos, mechamamais. If I'm putting the ladle into the kli vishna agave, or ish, so the ish itself is affecting the matzekes, so therefore it's going to be considered kli vishna. But if I put the ladle into kli vishna, shalai agave, or ish, so then, the ish is not impacting on the ladle directly. So then, the ladle is going to be dinai kikli sheni. That's the Chazon Ish's teretz, which is actually absolutely completely brilliant. But when we learned the sugya of Zeya in Sadi Bey's Se'if Ches, whatever it was, yesterday, when we learned the sugya of Zeya, we noted that Ken Zayin, that the Zeya is going to mamish be mavashal, the stuff al gavav. That means, like, considered mamish, like, al gabe ha'esh, al koponim, right, if you hold, like, the Trumas Hadeshin and the real gears of the Trumas Hadeshin, that's mevashel bakulo. Think about it. We have much more to say, but we have to daven mincha. Have a good Shabbos.